Hello and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Aaron London, Evolve Digital Managing Editor, sitting in for Howard Holly, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. With me to talk about the new issue of Evolve's Greater Daytona Region is editor John Guthrie.
Aaron, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand that this new issue is going to focus on the growth taking place in West Volusia.
You've got it. So as long as I've been here, people have talked about the Palmetto Curtain. And I thought this issue, it would be good to kind of peek through the fronds of the Palmetto and see what's going on. And there's so much great success on the west side. It's unbelievable.
Now, do you feel that the west side and the Deland area and that doesn't get enough attention? You know, so much of what happens in Volusia County is over on the east side, centered around Daytona Beach and Ormond Beach, you know, and the beach itself and the ocean. But there is a thriving business and entrepreneurial community in Deland, fueled not only by the business owners and the downtown there, but Stetson University and its entrepreneurship programs and its business school.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, and Nick Conti on our advisory board brought this up, you know, the east side has the beach. Well, what does the west side have? The west side has a whole bunch of stuff, but the beach and probably Disney are the drivers for awareness and the rest of the United States on Florida. And so when you look at that, I think it's natural for many people to focus on the beach, but you're so right. The west side has so much to offer and a great history. It's just hard to compete with the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure, sure. Well, it's hard to compete with the ocean, even under the best of circumstances. But there are a lot of really interesting and compelling success stories out there in West Volusia and in the Deland area. And I know there are some feature stories in this new edition that's coming out that will really highlight them. I know Persimmon Brewery is one of them, Trilogy Coffee, the Hispanic Chamber that's doing things out there. I mean, what do you see as the ways that these stories will really shine a light on the success that's going out on the west side of the county?
Well, that's a great question, Aaron. And really, it starts with geography. But when you get through the geography of what makes these groups successful, you look at tradition, staid tradition, and authenticity, which we've talked about a lot on these podcasts. Authenticity is what drives this. You know, Persimmon Hollow started as in the garage, you know, happened to use the name Persimmon Hollow, which used to be what the Deland area was called. I mean, you can't get any better than that, right? Trilogy, the idea, the vision, and the work ethic too. You know, something I want to bring up is I think a lot of the people in Central, this part of Central Florida, our part, I'll call it, have a tremendous work ethic and a vision.
Sure.
And you take that and what I will call the funky vibe that Deland has in particular, and you end up with a lot of really great synergy. And then when you look at the Hispanic community, you know, you add that in when you get into Deltona and places like that, and that brings a whole nother vibe, but still a tremendous work and a habit and culture. And so I think it's a lot of hard work. But I think they've done amazing things. And some of those businesses are the ones that are highlighted in our Aster, in the article on Aster, for instance. Aster, Florida is just a postcard. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, as you'll find out in the article, that, you know, one family drives a lot of those businesses. And they are huge traditions. But as Florida is growing and as we're evolving the tourist trade and things, Aster is going to become a really, really popular center. They're going to be doing some redevelopment of the Jungle Den, which Joe Petrock drove me past the Jungle Den probably 6 years ago. And I looked at it and I thought, you know what, just go tear this down. You know, what are we doing? But when you really think about it, look at the property it's on. It's beautiful. And so I think there's, you know, there's that authenticity, that tradition piece, the work ethic, and that's what makes West Volusia so successful.
One of the things that I think, I'm sure the stories will at least tangentially touch on this, is West Volusia seems to be be in a prime location. It can draw people from the eastern part of the county, maybe visitors who, you know, we've been at the beach the last 3 days, let's go see something else. But also from outside the county, from Seminole and Orange County, and kind of this destination that it's really become, especially with the Main Street and the synergies with all these businesses. Does this issue kind of look at the ways that West Volusia really is becoming an economic driver, not only for the county, but really for the entire region?
Absolutely. You know, you can go to places like Winter Park, which are, you know, people consider Winter Park, oh, it's beautiful. Oh, the restaurants are great. But you know, that Winter Park setting, you still have that, you know, super close to a large city concept. Here, I feel like you can come here and kind of go back in time a little bit. And people crave that, you know, to sit on the bench while somebody goes in the store. And it's just, it's a more relaxed environment. And that, I think that is what brings the day trippers there. But the other thing is, they have a lot of events. And that's a lot of hard work. But getting those events to be pillars, I think, drives that return visit. And then the one thing I want to comment on is the restaurant scene's phenomenal. I mean, the restaurant scene is a huge driving force, because you have the county seat there, and there are some little gems out there in West Volusia that are unheard of, that people know. You know, I'm thinking of some great Puerto Rican restaurants. There's, you know, excellent Greek. I mean, you can get almost anything in those areas, and I think that contributes to it as a place you want to go, you want to hang out. It's a little more relaxed. And then you add in the surrounding areas with a tremendous trail system on the west side.
Sure.
On top of that, you've got water with Hontoon Island and all those places. And you know, it's just, it's a great place. The only thing it's missing is the beach compared to everywhere else. But they've done such a good job of developing all their other resources that they have a little bit of everything for everybody.
Now, one of the things we always talk about at Evolve, and the idea of shining a light on success and business and entrepreneurialism and all of that, is people working hard, is people cooperating and creating these synergies. And it seems to me that West Volusia is particularly poised to really take advantage of that, because not only does it have a vibrant downtown and Main Street and lots of interesting businesses and entrepreneurs working. And as you mentioned, it's the county seat. And it also has Stetson University, which really, that blend, that eclecticism of it, I think contributes to the wide variety of restaurants, for example, that are there. But is that really the secret sauce?
Well, I think in DeLand, it absolutely is. But I want to move to Deltona for a second. And there's a gentleman there, Jerry Mays, who is just a phenomenal, again, I use the word visionary. You know, he's the one who said, you know, we want a hospital, and Halifax Health and UF went out there and put a hospital. And he had, and I think some others in his department probably, I won't give him all the credit, although he's a hard worker. He had the vision for what things could be, and he looked to see what was missing and what their strategic opportunities were. And I think relationships, to your point, are crucial. I think that they have a lot of land. They have a lot of land that can be developed, whereas when you get to the east side, you don't have as much land. So Amazon ended up there, which is great for jobs. So I think that they've done a good job on the west side of looking at what they have and filling in the gaps, you know, to make it really, really desirable. And if you look at DeBary, that's a very desirable place to live now, and it's only growing and getting better and better. I think Lake Helen, while I know that's not super west, that area I think is going to take off in a big way, a big way. I don't think it'll be because of population. It'll be the, you know, to the extent of DeLand, but there are going to be some things that churn up there. And so I think that, you know, it's just, for whatever reason, the people have pride in their area, which is always good. And you have some visionaries, and you know, you've got the parachute industry. I mean, there's just a lot of really unique things there.
There's a lot going on out there
that you don't have anywhere else. And it doesn't get a whole lot of press on the east side. But when you go over there, especially like look at the DeLand Rotary that meets by the airport. That thing is amazingly, I mean, when you look at where Rotaries are today, for them to be that large, you know, I mean, that's there's just a good culture there across the board. And hopefully in this issue, we've kind of shined a light on the fact that there are a lot of new and a lot of legacy businesses who have worked together and things are only going up there.
Great. It sounds like it's going to be a great issue, John. Thanks for stopping by to talk to us about it. My name is Aaron London, Managing Editor of Evolve Digital. This has been Editor's Voice from Evolve Magazine. We welcome your feedback and suggestions. Let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. That's editor@evolve-success.com. And you can listen to more podcasts and other content on our website at evolve-success.com. Thanks.